Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reed Detmers threw a no-hitter. Let's talk about it next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Let's talk about Reed Detmers. He threw a no-hitter, allowed just one base runner. He had just two strikeouts in this start, and he lowers the ERA down to 3.77, 36% rostered, so he's widely available. Scott, what are we doing with this no-hitter?
Well, look, it's obviously a great moment for Reed Detmers. Unforgettable for him. Although the more unforgettable moment for me from that game was Anthony Rendon hitting a home run in his first career at bat left-handed, just totally hot-dogging. That was fun. But no, for as far as fantasy goes, Reed Detmers, you know, he had only two strikeouts in this game. He had, you know, it's not like he had a lot of swings and misses, only 10 on 108 pitches. That's not particularly impressive. And like, I just obviously had struggled up to this point, and I don't think, apart from the fact that he allowed no hits, there's a lot to be impressed about here either. The story for Reed Detmers when he was drafted, when he was dominating the minors, was, wow, this guy's curveball is amazing. But we haven't really seen that translate at any point in the majors, even in this start. I mean, it was the changeup that was responsible for more of the few whiffs that he did get, not the curveball. And if he doesn't have that bread and butter pitch, if it's not going to translate to the majors, then I don't know what there is to get excited about. I'm not saying you can't pick him up. He's only 36% rostered. I don't know how desperate anyone is for pitching right now, but it wouldn't be an especially high priority for me, because I don't see a lot to really get excited about here.
All right, I did notice one change in this start. He threw his changeup a season high 22%. Entering the start, he was using that pitch just 5% of the time. This is Reed Detmers, so maybe this changeup helps unlock other things within his arsenal, but obviously an awesome moment. We'll see where Reed Detmers goes from here. Justin Verlander, a likely Hall of Famer, he nearly threw a no-hitter himself. He took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, gives up a single to Gio Urshela. The final line here, 8 shutout, 1 hit, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Scott, for the most part, Justin Verlander hasn't missed a beat. He looks like himself. He's got a 1.55 ERA. However, the strikeouts and the swinging strike rate is down considerably from where we're used to seeing it with Justin Verlander. So what do you make of what he's done thus far?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's worth noting strikeout rate on the whole is down, which is not something we've seen in many, many years. So, you know, part of that's the sticky substance ban, and this is the first time we've seen Justin Verlander pitch with that ban in effect. Yeah, the swinging strike rate especially raises an eyebrow for me, because it's below 10%. It's not just out of character for Justin Verlander. It is by any measure, just an awful swinging strike rate. And if he begins to struggle, okay, I guess we're going to know why, but he hasn't at all. He's been great. And so, you know, given that he's Justin Verlander and has so few misses on his track record and is going to the Hall of Fame and all of that, and obviously pitching really well, I just can't bring myself to worry about it right now. I just think, you know, you could find a reason to worry about any pitcher. And I don't think this is enough for this particular pitcher to make me worry.
All right, two pitching prospects who looked pretty good on Tuesday. Kyle Bradish with the Orioles. He went 7 innings, 2 runs, 11 strikeouts to 0 walks up against the Cardinals. And Alex Fiedo, a pitching prospect for the Tigers, made a spot start, and he went 5 innings. He allowed 2 runs, 7 strikeouts. He had 17 swinging strikes. Scott, are you doing anything with Kyle Bradish and Alex Fiedo?
I think they're both, like, I'm a little more interested in them than Reed Detmers, to be honest. Bradish, you know, I say more interested. I do think I'd add Detmers over Bradish, but I like seeing the strikeouts from Bradish, and he had a ton in the minors as well. Had some control issues down there, but they improved over the course of last season, and now we've seen him turn in a good effort at the major league level. He's likely to stick around too. So, you know, not a bad idea to take a flyer on him, but it's you know, I want to see more because there are obviously some questions in his profile as well. Fieto, I would be more interested in even than Bradish, except it's not clear that he is going to stick around. This was his second start. He got sent down in between the two. Casey Mize and Matt Manning both working their way back from injury, and neither has pitched that well, but presumably they would get the nod over Fieto. Fieto is supposed to have a really good slider, and it showed up in this start, granted against the A's. But he had 17 swinging strikes on 83 pitches, 10 on 26 sliders. Former first-round pick. He's coming off Tommy John surgery, so this career-altering event just happened to him. The minor league track record overall isn't that great, but since coming back in the minors this year, 15.2 innings, 20 strikeouts versus 3 walks. So he was dominating in the little bit he was pitching down there, and has now turned in a great start in the majors. So hopefully the Tigers find a way to keep Fieto around.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.